Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the spirit between the group, you know, I've had a tough away game Saturday, Tuesday. The spirit they showed to just keep going and keep going against a very, very good side. I was really, really proud of them today.
Patrick Bauer's finding himself in and amongst the goals at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. So it's good. I mean, two goals, you know, for both teams, they'll be probably disappointed with one we scored, and we're very disappointed with one that they scored, you know. Two set pieces in a game that was pretty tight.
You talk about Sheffield United being a good team, so I guess throughout the course of the game, I think they showed that today, but on the end of it, it's a good point in the end then.
Yeah, it's a good point. Listen, they're a good side. I think they just edged it today. I think we played in patches. I think maybe the Tuesday may have taken its toll a little bit. And obviously, different situations at the club as well. But no, they're a good side. And like I say, I think they edged it. I don't think we really got our passing game going. And in the end, we just had to really go for it. And fortunately, we got a break.
We've seen it a few times at the Valley over the last season and a bit. The fans protesting, the players having to deal with that. It tends not to result in a Charlton loss, that. So they're obviously quite professional when they go about trying to deal with the protests.
Yeah, they are. The group of players that are in that dressing room are really, really good professionals. It's been a pleasure for the since I've come into the club. But, you know, especially been more hands-on, been close to them in these last three games. It's been an absolute pleasure, and you struggle to get a better group of players.
Carl Robinson was here watching today. Did he come in to speak to the players before or after, and did he give you any advice?
No, none at all. I spoke to him the other day, but no, nothing. It was nothing to do with this game.
And has he given you any further indications about your own personal future at the moment, or if he's going to try and make changes to his coaching staff?
Yeah, no, I think he wants us to stay, and I think he's probably looking to add to the staff as well, so that's the situation.